You're listening to The Exchange. I'm Mary Hartnett. Today on the program, the details of a new lawsuit filed against the state of Iowa over its ban on mask mandates in public schools. Also, how to wean yourself off of your electronic devices because you could be addicted and not know it. And we talk with some of the artists from last weekend's Art Splash event and with the organizer of this year's Sioux City International Film Festival. That and more coming up. But first, a Polk County judge will hear arguments later this week on whether to suspend a state law banning school mask mandates while a lawsuit works its way through the courts. Fran Parr of Council Bluffs filed that court challenge against Governor Kim Reynolds and state officials, arguing the law passed in May prevents schools from fully protecting students against the coronavirus. Parr says that lawsuit is an attempt to allow school districts to decide for themselves whether to require masks as recommended by the CDC. Governor Reynolds says that choice should be up to the parents. And late last week, the American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa and disability rights groups announced yet another lawsuit. This is a federal lawsuit aimed at blocking the law. In an online news conference on Friday, ACLU attorney Susan Misner said many disabled students have chronic conditions, and those make the coronavirus a severe health threat. But she said they still have the right to learn in person and to ask classmates to wear masks, as the CDC recommends.
For some of our families, the lack of universal masking, as the CDC and most public health authorities recommend, has made the school environment so dangerous that their children have effectively been excluded. For other families, the alternative that these school districts have offered them, which is a remote learning option with pre-recorded lessons without any interaction, is really a lesser service than what they need. And that is particularly inappropriate for students with disabilities who tend to benefit much more from the hands-on interaction. HR 847 has also prohibited schools from making what federal disability rights law requires, which is reasonable modifications in order for students with disabilities to have equal access to their education. And that's a fancy way of saying that if the student needs the school to do something that's reasonable, and following public health guidelines is pretty reasonable, then they must do that under the law. They must do that in order to allow the students with disabilities access to their education.
On that same online news conference last week, we heard from one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit, Charmaine Alexander. She's one of the parents of a child with disabilities.
It's terrifying for a parent to have to worry every day about the physical safety of their child and to have to choose between their child keeping up with their education and their child becoming seriously ill or perhaps even dying.
Parent Heather Preston of Des Moines is also one of the parents who is a plaintiff in this lawsuit.
I am doing this to help create a safe environment not only for my own child, but for all children, including those with disabilities and other conditions. You would think that the schools would make the safety of their students their top priority, but unfortunately, that is not happening because of this law. It's important that children have the opportunity to learn in person. I think most parents have seen that over the last year. But what are you supposed to do when you're in my position and are afraid that if you send your child to school so that they can keep up with their education, you're afraid that the worst might happen?
Heather Preston of Des Moines is also one of the parents who's a plaintiff in this federal lawsuit.
I know that a parent can't protect their child from all things, but they have a responsibility to protect them from serious safety threats. And for my son, going to school where not everyone is wearing masks puts him at a huge risk. Meanwhile, because of his needs, he needs to be learning in person. It's terrifying for a parent to have to worry every day about the physical safety of their child and to have to choose between their child keeping up with their education and their child becoming seriously ill or perhaps even dying. That's a choice that no parent should have to make. I want my child and children to come home safely from school.
That lawsuit was filed for a group of 11 Iowa parents of students with disabilities who say the mask mandate ban discriminates against their children. The U.S. Department of Education is also investigating Iowa's mandate ban to determine whether it discriminates against students with disabilities.